Yes.
Hi, good morning, good afternoon actually. This is Stella. I'm calling from the home care for Gabe Plummer.
Yes.
Hi, so we got a referral that you're interested in home care services?
Yes.
Yes, and do you have already home care services or you don't have it yet?
No, I don't have none yet.
You don't have one. So maybe do we help you? Because we got your referral that you need home care services. And you want to sign up your sister? Or actually, who do you want to sign up as the caregiver?
It was my cousin and my brother, but I don't know what's going on with them right now, and I guess they lost their phones or something, 'cause I can't get in contact with them.
Okay, so maybe do we do like that? We start signing you up. Do you have already home care? Like you got already hours or you don't have hours yet?
Don't have no hours yet. Well,
Okay.
unfortunately, so first, let me. I work. I work for Care and Life, home care, health care, home, the home health care. Care and Life down on West Philly. But I don't have no client no more, so I was trying to figure out where I can maybe switch my company over that has clients too.
But so y
Or like that, or some down the line, some reason in that way where like that too.
so to
Because
is this
I got two ways I want to do this. I want to become one and I want to do one. So I don't know if it's that's a possibility or not, or no,
I
or
don't think you'll be able to do it. We can try doing that. But am I speaking with Gabe or is it
yes,
Brian? Whom am I speaking?
this is Gabriel, yes.
Gabe. Okay. So let's do like that. We can do is we can start signing you up, and then once you're signed up, we'll just do a different referral that you want to be an aide. Two separate things. We'll
Okay.
see if your insurance will allow it. I see you have an assessment. You had an assessment on 8/25. Did you do
Yes.
that? And that was like completed already?
I'm not too sure. I'm not too sure. I forgot.
Oh, you didn't answer the phone?
I did. I don't remember. I just I've been working so heavy, so I've been doing a lot of stuff, so I've been all over the spot in actuality,
Got it.
for real, you
Okay,
know what I
we can
mean?
check if it was done or not. So maybe do I have some of your information, but I just want to confirm that's accurate so I can put in a referral because I need everything should be accurate. Your first name is Gabe, the last name is Plummer, right?
Yes.
And your address is 5610 North 12th Street, Philadelphia 19144.
Yes.
Provide
I'm
your
not
date.
I don't live there right now. I'm about to be moving soon. So that's still gonna be a problem or no?
No, we can change it anytime.
All right.
Okay, and your date of birth is 5/12/1987?
Yes.
Got it. Which insurance do you have?
I'm not I forgot.
You forgot. Give me 1 minute, I'll check it out. Hold on, I'll check if I can. Give me 2 minutes. Do you have your own caregiver that you want to sign up?
Say that one more time, I'm sorry.
Do you have your own person that you want to sign up to be the caregiver?
Sure. I'll
Or we can
probably
look for
say
one
yes.
if
We
you
could look for one, but yeah, I probably would have one, but we could look for one.
I don't see your name should come up. Do you have Medicaid?
Yes, I got Medicare, whatever. I don't know which one I got.
Must probably have Medicare because I don't see you should have Medicaid. Let's do like that. Let me just spell you out the name. Your name is Gabe. Plummer.
No, my full name is Gabriel. My last name, yes, Gabriel.
Okay. Okay. And the last name
And
is correct?
Plummer, yes,
Plummer.
Plummer, yes.
Got it. Okay, it came up. Okay, so it says that it's you have Medicaid, but you don't have any insurance. We'll need to set you up with an insurance because you don't have any insurance under Medicaid. Is that okay if to set you up with an insurance? We'll have someone set you up with a good insurance, someone that will cover all your needs that you need. Okay?
Okay.
We'll have someone that will have an enrollment coordinator. She'll take care of everything. She'll make sure that everything gets set. There's no issues. Let me do like that. Your phone number, the best one to reach you is 609-513-9858.
Yes.
Perfect. Do you have any additional number?
No, not right now.
And you'll bring your own aid, but you also need another one? Or I should just put in that you'll bring your own aid?
Probably bring mine.
You'll bring your own, okay. Okay, until Jill is calling you, we'll have someone call you later. But until she calls you, just see if you can get one of your family members that want to sign up, can get their information. Okay?
Okay, all right.
Let me 1 second. Just don't hang up the phone. I want to make sure everything is good. You're at North 12th Street. And then... Do you have any kids at home?
No, I don't have no kids. I do have a kid, but not at home, though.
Uh-huh. Got it. Like, I just want to make sure, like, under, no one under 18, right?
Yes, I got a child under 18, but no, he don't live with me.
But he's not at home. Okay, no problem. Okay, let's do like that. I'm putting in all your information. I will have one of our members call you to get, like, to get everything solved. If you have any question, just reach out to me and just make sure to answer the phone when she calls you, okay?
All right, thank you.
We'll be in touch. Thank you so much.
All right, you too. Thank you.